Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota's new paid leave program starts January 1st, and employers can start taking the right steps to get ready. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe says employers will need to make sure they're prepping their workplace for the new program.
Things like how they're going to split premiums between the employer and the employee, how they're going to notify employees about taking leave and working together on that. Things like deciding about supplemental payments, intermittent leave policies that can help an employer customize this law to meet their own needs and help meet the needs of their workforce.
More information on the program can be found on Deed's website. One house is destroyed and another is severely damaged following a home explosion and fire near Hibbing High School. The Hibbing Fire Department says the two-story home was fully engulfed in flames around 6:30 Sunday night, and the flames spread to a neighboring home. Officials say one person was taken to Fairview Range Medical Center for treatment. Six neighboring fire departments helped battle the fire. The whole block was evacuated due to the explosion. Investigators are working to determine the cause. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee suggests that the Trump administration's trade policies are devastating the ag economy. Minnesota Democrat Representative Angie Craig says farmers are hurting and need help.
This is exactly what I predicted was going to happen as a result of across-the-board tariffs. So, you know, the tariffs have inflated the input costs, they've reduced demand, and they've shut us out of markets. It's squeezing farmers from all sides.
The partisan divide over nutrition and commodity programs makes passing a new comprehensive bill difficult, though a slimmed-down bipartisan version is still possible. Fire officials say precipitation overnight helped crews hold the Crosby Fire along the North Shore in place at 300 acres. The wildfire near Finland is now 70% contained. In other headlines, a man from East Central Minnesota is dead after hitting a deer on his motorcycle early Sunday in Chisago County. The State Patrol says 71-year-old Bruce Fillmore of Schaefer was riding on Highway 95 when he struck a deer and laid his cycle down in the northbound lanes. Troopers say Fillmore died in the hospital. The report shows the roadway was dry and alcohol was not involved. The musical stage adaptation of Purple Rain makes its world premiere Thursday night at the State Theater in downtown Minneapolis. Hennepin Arts CEO Todd Dusing says this production is similar to the 1984 hit movie.
Some added songs, but adapted for the stage. You know, this is one of the many art forms that Prince's legacy left us, and we're going to see it in a new format. But to continue his legacy and to share with new generations the brilliant works that this legend created.
This is MNN.